To begin this morning services, I would ask to read from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1-10. And we'll read these with that prayer of faith that the Heavenly Father would open His Word as much as His children and all the listeners need today. And the words are in Jesus' name as follows. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. When seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to reap something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at which had happened unto him. Amen. If we go deeper into this text, I'm certain that the Summer Service radio program people have spoken of the weather here in Keuruu. God has given us, sent abundant rain to the service area. And the services have continued normally, regardless of the rain. And as for myself, many places, very cheerful faces, and also hopeful thoughts that the rain would clear up again and the sun would come out. And also, there have been some truly unique moments when there were about 10 centimeters of rain which fell down on the grass here, especially on those steeper sections of the terrain. The children were having fun sliding down on their suits, as if it was a water park. They were running up and down the hills, and their shouts of joy were echoing around. We were able to enjoy summer services, regardless. And the rain is pattering down on the service tent here. In our text here, is it in a completely different surrounding there in Jerusalem during that afternoon time? Our text is from the Acts of the Apostles, which is found in the New Testament of the Gospel, after the Gospels, the four Gospels. In the Gospels, it is spoken of Jesus, of his birth, of his childhood. And when Jesus' earthly ministry began, that which Jesus taught, Jesus healed the sick, he spoke of God's kingdom, and Jesus called people into God's kingdom. And then Jesus sent his own disciples on their mission. In the works of Acts of the Apostles is a continuation of that, of those words which Jesus sent them out for their mission work. At the very beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, there is a picture of how the Holy Spirit of God quite visibly was poured onto the disciples on that first Pentecost. And the message of God was then went out on the whole world. This event of ours is basically of that mission which Jesus sent through the power of God. The text said that it was the ninth hour on that Jewish time. The time always started from when the sun descended. So we can imagine this was the afternoon prayer time. Peter and John, the apostles, went to the temple as it was custom then, just as Jesus did, and how we have read in the Gospels, how Jesus went according to customs into the synagogue. They went to the worship service for that prayer service. And when they came to that beautiful gate, there was a familiar sight before them. Perhaps just a bit more of Jerusalem, about the time in that area of the temple. If I look at this map of the services here, and I can quickly estimate that this central area, these restaurant tents, is perhaps 1/10 of this large service area. The temple of Jerusalem, which Herod has built to its full splendor a couple thousand years before the beginning of Christian time, it was approximately 1/5 of the entire city of Jerusalem. It was enormous. There were several gates to that temple area. And one of the ports was known by the nickname of a beautiful gate. And it probably stems from the fact that it was quite impressive or magnificent. And to close the gate, it required 10 people. It was clad in a very magnificent Corinthian bronze. Once people went through it, it was very common to see beggars there, as in our text there were. And as in our text it was read, a certain man lame from his mother's womb. The works of the apostles recounts how the man was over 40 years old, and he went there He was carried there every day to beg for alms. But this day, for this man, was a very special day. It was the turning point or the time of visitation for this man. God had prepared this man. We can perhaps recall from this text that the man did not know what he was about to receive. In the Catechism, it says of time of visitation that there are times in a people's life when God especially draws them close to Him. Such a time is called the time of visitation, when God calls us even in our youth. In the Catechism, it is written that seek the Lord while He may be found, call unto Him for help while He is near. The time of visitation in one's life, it may be short or it may be longer. God only knows. When a person has not yet received God's grace, the gift of grace in their hearts, the Bible encourage us to respond when God calls. This man, this lame man, beggar, had a time of visitation. It's a beautiful spiritual picture how this man was carried to the gates. He was carried to a place where it's possible to encounter that gift which God had prepared for this man. A person cannot simply approach a gift or get it themselves. God does that. He prepares the road there. In His word it is said, I will lead you to a person who will give you that special gift, the gift of faith. And so this man was led to that fountain. When seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And the text continues, and Peter, fastening his eyes onto him with John, said, look on us. And the man looked. The original language experts have said that in this text it uses a special kind of gaze, that gaze which was directed towards Peter and John, same type of gaze which is written in that passage when at the coal fire at the past Peter was looked at very closely. That you were with that man from Nazareth. With the same gaze, the man looked at Peter and John, the apostles. And what happened here? And Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give thee. Often, surely the beggar was waiting for some sort of help to support their life, a piece of food or something else. But Peter and John did not have that to give at the moment, but they had much more to give. They had something very special. When Peter continued, sitä minä sinulle annan. But such as I have, I give thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, we can read and remember very well the words of Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works. And Jesus himself said that these works that I do, that even bigger. I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye seek, ask anything in my name, I will do it. In Jesus' name, and Jesus continues in the 20th chapter of John, Jesus said again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he said this, he breathed unto them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins he remits, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins he retain, they are retained. Dear brothers and sisters, is it not clear, the message of the Bible very clear? It feels as though today we can read in history throughout time in religious language, receiving repentance from outside of God's kingdom is a hidden matter. As we heard in services, if the Holy Spirit opens the word or not revealed, then it is closed, and it will not be open regardless of how much one studies it. Regardless of what titles you have, if God does not open the word through the Holy Spirit, it remains a mystery. And when we can, through eyes of faith, look at this words of Jesus, that how one becomes blessed, how one person attains or enters into the kingdom of God. Is it not clear, as we have heard, children and all of us believers, that God has left the keys of his kingdom on this earth? Jesus did not take these keys with him when he went rose up into heaven, but he left those keys here in his kingdom. The disciples, which are spoken about in the Bible, that to us, dear brothers and sisters, they are left to us. It was very touching yesterday when Timo brother was speaking of in that worship sermon of that story of that small child who was able to preach the gospel to that neighboring grandfather. That little child was the messenger of the gospel. To think it did not need scholarly knowledge or anything. It only needed that simple faith, such a faith which answers to that question, that how can we get to heaven? One can reach heaven when they leave their sins forgiven. That gospel of the forgiveness of sins belongs to everyone. It's not withheld in the kingdom of God. It is proclaimed openly as it is, as these doors are open in the service tent. And I can see, as far as a voice carries, I proclaim the gospel. And for this reason, these services and these large summer services have been arranged so that one, that even one walking in the darkness, one friend walking in the darkness who is seeking God, can enter into the kingdom of God and own unto their own hearts that word of the gospel. And for that reason, at this moment, as a servant of God, and a messenger of Jesus, a messenger of God, as a weak, poor servant, want to proclaim this word. Believe, dear friend, who feel that the grace of God has not come to you yet, that believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Don't look at your own heart. Don't look at your own life or those failures. Don't look at your unbelief, but believe simply. It's enough that you make that decision and accept the faith today. Tomorrow will bring what it brings. Leave today, at this moment, all sins forgiven. And our text continues.
Pietari tarttui miestä oikeasta kädestä ja auttoi
hänet. And he took him up by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And as if assurance to us, that Peter took him by the hand, took him into the kingdom of God. Through the brother Kimmo, we heard yesterday or on Friday of that righteousness, how God makes a person righteous. He uses a person, a believing person, as we have already noticed. They take them by the hand and bring them into this beautiful throng of children into heaven. That will happen to this lame man who had not until this day been able to walk. He jumped and he leaping up stood and walked and entered into the temple with Peter and John. Remember from the book of Isaiah, those beautiful words which picture heaven, but also picture the heaven here on earth. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be opened, and the lame would jump, and the mute shall sing for joy, and the springs will burst forth, and the streams will flow. Springs will flow into the wilderness. How beautiful of a picture it is. how this man was transformed into a spring. A beautiful hymn speaks of that, of how the travelers are walking beside each other and helping turn and turn. If we would think of what type of fount or spring we are at, when we can be blessing one another with the gospel, it's such a spring that a weary and thirsty and tired traveler can be refreshed there always. Such a person who is at the very brink of distress because sin, bound by sin, they don't see it possible to believe anymore and don't have the strength to believe. They receive strength from that spring once again, and heaven is seen again, that destination. And think, as a believer, that our destination here in this world, when we read the news and look the world around us, of those questions which people have, we do not know, we are not free from those questions either as believers. When we look at the wars, when we look that how the climate is changing here, that what is the future, etc. Worries of financial worries. And it looks as though that humanity is at a crossroads and lost. The destination is lost. But how great of a thing it is to be that a believer always has that destination or goal, those temporal questions, those worries can be pushed aside. Those matters of faith rise above them all. And we can look at heaven. We can trust in the promises of God, that God will take care of his own, regardless of what happens around us. And our text here, that man received that at that moment when he was able to leave with God's children, received all those promises and received them personally. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And remember from that, from the Christmas gospel, when the shepherds were there in the fields, they received that message from the host of angels that a Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. And you can go see that baby Jesus, your own Savior, in a stable or a manger, lying in a manger. And they left rejoicing, and they did not have any more fear, and they praised God. And this man also left rejoicing and praising God. And I'm sure that even at that moment, there are you, dear what brothers and sisters, listening here, who have found God's kingdom. How that repentance is so special, and how our footsteps turn 180 degrees in the opposite direction, A small child takes a long time to learn to walk. In our text, this lame man began to walk at that same moment. That repentance was instantaneous. What happened then when the people saw this miracle, the healing of this man, and the fact that he had received his sins forgiven? The Acts of the Apostles tell us that then there were lots of people who repented. They believed Peter and John as those who God had sent them. But there were also those who were angered by this event. The gospel spread in God's kingdom, and God blessed the work. But there were also opponents or adversaries. As we heard yesterday in the sermon at that week worship, how Paul continued his ministry. And Peter and John here also had to explain, and also were put into jail because of this miracle. They had to explain why they did this, and they were forbidden to do these in the future. But here, a couple of verses in the 15. And they continued in every day, taught in the temples and in people's homes. And they proclaimed that Jesus was the Messiah. And even today, it is a time of work. Your brothers and sisters, you and I, as children of God, we are God's hand, we are God's feet, we are the mouth of God, we are witnesses of the resurrection, and we can, through eyes of faith, look at that resurrected Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, the victor who has conquered death on your and my behalf and for our sins. And our duty today is to carry the gospel, word of the gospel, onwards. And from where do we receive that strength to bring that word forward? Is it not so that we receive the strength from the word of the gospel through the power of the Holy Spirit, as we have in these, also in these morning services? I want to be proclaiming to you, dear listener, the word. From wherever you find yourself, you can be comforted and own this gospel and leave your sins and doubts and temptations. Believe for all is forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And I also want to hear this gospel from my own heart. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I want to believe together with the congregation, with God's congregation. And yet, you little children, perhaps at your campers, and also in this tent, wherever you hear, you are very dear to our Savior, apple of his eye. You can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And you, dear youth, who are in the depths of sleep in your tents still, or perhaps slowly waking up, listening to these morning services, and forever wherever you find yourself, dear young one, you may perhaps ponder that your feet have not perhaps stepped into the servant tent. Don't look at your own hearts. You can believe at that place all the temptation of youth and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. You can be blessed and protected. And in this way, we can remain in God's, in His grace and blessed word. In Jesus' name, amen.